good friend of the show, long time no chat, Ernie Martinez from Extra 1250 in San Diego joins us. Ernie, my man, how you doing?
Jason, if it takes the charges for leaving, my God, I would have told him to leave 10 years ago. Get back on the show. How you been, man? Great to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. I'm not surprised. There's a lot of people that don't want to fund billionaire stadiums, so I totally get it. Is this the official end of the Chargers? Are they going to Vegas? What do you think?
No, it's funny because we're right back where we were a year and a half ago. And, you know, in some ways I see this as a positive step forward. Not a big one, but it's at least forward momentum. And in football, that's always a good thing. What it says is it's going to open up discussion. The latest now is that the Chargers are going to try to put something together to put it on the ballot for 2018. The Chargers will be here next year. In this way, they could add the county voters into the vote, because it was only for the city of San Diego, and there were lots of people who couldn't vote who wanted to vote. And it could have made a difference in the sense that Chargers owner Dean Spano said, you know, if we got anywhere from 50 to 60% of the vote, then that would tell them that they're was a strong force that they would continue to make something happen in San Diego. Now, they needed 67%. They knew they weren't going to get that. They had got about 44 to 45% of the vote, so they were right there. A lot of people, including myself, scratched their heads, couldn't realize, tried to figure out why the Chargers didn't make more of a presence. Dean Spanos doesn't have a polarizing personality. He's not like a Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, who would go out there and be in the camera every day. Dean Spanos didn't do that. He hired people to do that for him. And I think, you know, trucking back to how this team was supposed to go to L.A., they teamed up with the Raiders to try to put a stadium deal together. That didn't happen. That really bothered a lot of Charger fans. That really ticked them off. And, you know, going back to where Dean Spanos, if he would have put his face out a lot more over the last couple of months to try to promote what is being called Measure C, it could have made a little bit difference. Maybe they get closer to 50% of the vote where it tells him a little more. So now they put this on the 2018 ballot. You put the county, make it a county-wide vote as well. You get more people to vote. They have much longer time to put something together. They only put the latest measure together in about a six-month period. They did okay, but they could have done a much, much better job had they had more time. And so, but the other side of the story is if they push forward to a 2018 vote, they have to try to convince the Oakland Raiders not to move to L.A. during that window where the Raiders could move to L.A. But right now the big story is, do the Raiders want to go to Vegas where a stadium is being built, a state-of-the-art stadium? Mark Davis, the Raiders owner, has said that they want to stay in Oakland. They want to make something happen in Oakland. Now, whether that's going to happen, that remains to be seen. So there are a lot of things going on. But to get back to your question, I think this is forward momentum for the Chargers at least. They're actually willing to talk a little bit more and try to make something happen in San Diego, rather than where we were a year ago when this team looked like they were headed to L.A. and there was no turning back.
So you look at the Chargers and the state, and I've been to the stadium. I like the location. It was actually quite easy to get in and out of. Has there been, if they're getting a new stadium, where would it be in proximity to the old one? And what kind of numbers are they talking about cost-wise?
You're looking at a $1.6 billion stadium. I think it's very fair. I look at it for the fact that I work for the Chargers flagship. I've made my living in sports radio for the last nearly 25 years covering this team. And, you know, you want to sort of, you look at all the issues. But for me, I grew up in San Diego. I've had the opportunity to cover this team in the NFL. Qualcomm Stadium is old. It was old when the Padres left 14 years ago. That's why the Padres left. They were able to translate a World Series run into a new ballpark. Now, in proximity to where Qualcomm is now, it's downtown. The new place would be downtown, literally a stone's throw away. from Petco Park. So it's right near the water, right next to the convention center. There would be an addition construction where the stadium and the convention center would be brought together, which they're calling a Convadium. And the Chargers in the NFL are willing to put up $650 million for to use the stadium 10 times a year. I mean, granted, you make the playoffs, you get a couple more opportunities. The NFL says you get a new stadium, we'll have the Super Bowl out there every 5 years. That brings in money to the city. A new stadium creates jobs. But the opportunity to have other events, major events at a new stadium. We're talking Final Fours. We're talking indoor soccer. We're talking concerts. We're talking mass expansion to Comic-Con here in San Diego. And the Chargers aren't asking for any of that money. They just want the money from their football games only. And this is an opportunity to make San Diego a big-time city. So it's great for the city. I'm still scratching my head how a lot of people thought that they were going to have to pay through it for taxes. People who visit San Diego are the only ones who were going to pay for the tax. They're going to raise the hotel tax in San Diego, which is at 12.5% to 16.5%. This is a destination city. I don't see anything wrong with having people visit our city pay for a new stadium, you know, and it doesn't raise the money. There's money that's going to be allocated to other things that San Diego needs. And at the same time, it creates jobs. It creates dollars for America's finest city. And I see it as a win-win situation. Other people think otherwise.
Ernie Martinez from Extra Sports in San Diego joined us. So if everybody voted against it, what's next then? Like, what happens now, especially as there's kind of Vegas looming? And we know how billionaire owners work. They love to leverage in negotiations. Say, oh, well, if you guys don't give me what I want, I'm going to leave.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's not that everybody voted. They had a, you know, they gained a good amount of the vote. So there's people who obviously want to keep the Chargers here. What happens next is, Dean Spanos has said he's going to lay low. Let's focus on the team. The team's looking to get back to 500 this Saturday. You know, if they win at home, they're 500. They go into the bye week. They get a lot of these players healthy. This is a team that's playing in the toughest division in the NFL, and they have suffered so many injuries to key players, yet they're somewhat still right there. They have a lot of work cut out for them, but they've lost some games and in the most unbelievable ways. Otherwise, we're looking, rather than at a 4-5 team, we could be looking at a 7-2 team, an 8-1 team, if they were able to close some of those games out. So the focus right now is you get to the playoffs, it generates a little bit more excitement for the city. Maybe you get those people back. That's how the Padres were able to sort of get just over 67% back in 1999 when they looked for a new ballpark. They went to the World Series and they went to work right after it. Like, we need a new place to play. People were still in that feel of excitement that the team went to the World Series and they thought there were going to be more to come. Unfortunately, there hasn't. So if the Chargers get to the playoffs, you know, that creates a little hype, and maybe that sways some of the fans here. But like I said, it's a win-win situation for the city of San Diego. And even the politicians who were against Measure C, you know, they've come out and said, look, we don't want the Chargers to leave San Diego. We just need to make it where nobody here in San Diego is going to be hurt financially down the road, which at this point, everything that I looked at really isn't going to happen. But, you know, you put a measure together in a matter of 6 months, people just want to make sure that everything is looked over pretty good. So right now we'll see how that goes. And the story that we're hearing that, you know, if the Chargers put it on the ballot in 2018, that means the Chargers will be in San Diego for at least another couple of years here, with potentially being here much longer than that, which would be awesome for Charger fans in the city of San Diego.
The Chargers on the field, Ernie, is this a disappointing? They're a tough division this year, but yeah, you know, the Chargers have had some really tough losses. Last year, they're decimated by injuries. This year, they've been decimated by injuries. I know my fantasy football team got crushed in the first 2 weeks because of it. But does that kind of give them a little bit of leeway, or how have the fans reacted to their on the field play?
You know what? They're happy right now because they're still in it. I mean, it sucks when your team has their back to the wall in week seven and you have a majority of the season still to go, but the Chargers have responded. Like I said, the Chargers haven't lost a game by more than 3.5 points, except for one game. That was 2 weeks ago to the Broncos. Every other game has been decided by about 3.5 points. And so they've been in it. They've had some major endings to some of the games in which they led. Their offense is among the highest in the NFL. They can score. They're doing it with their second and third string players on both sides of the ball. Special teams needs to improve dramatically. But, you know, Phillip Rivers, Chargers quarterback, says, you know, why not us? Why can't we be a team that gets to the playoffs? You know, we have our backs to the wall, but we can move forward. And the team has sort of bought into it. There's still a lot of excitement. I tell you this, you can have a really good team that's boring to watch, and that's nice because you got to win a team. But, you know, despite them being under 500 for most of the season, there hasn't been – every game has been exciting. You're in it from the beginning. You're in it to the end. Whatever emotion you have at the end of the game has gone two ways. You're either happy or you're pissed. And but, you know, people are excited about this team, and they've been able to answer the call. Last year, like you said, you mentioned the injuries over the last couple of years. We heard it more than enough here in San Diego, next man up, next man up. And the people that they were calling on to fulfill roles that injured players weren't getting it done. This year, they're actually getting it done. You lose Manti Te'o, who was supposed to be a leader in that locker room, and on the field, he gets hurt. And then you have guys like a second-year linebacker, Denzel Perryman, a rookie linebacker, Jatavis Brown. These guys are coming here and creating more excitement in four or five games than Manti Te'o ever did in his first 4 years in San Diego. And I'm not trying to take anything away from the Manti Te'o, but he has been often injured through those first 4 years. And you've got these guys coming in here and, you know, get an opportunity to play and getting it done. And that's been the exciting part of it, because for four times this year, they've been on the winning end, and that's been more lately. And that's the taste that most Charger fans have in their mouth right now. And I think they're believing in one another. I still think the coaching is a subject. You know, I think we're still looking at that. I think Mike McCoy, people haven't really bought into Mike McCoy, the head coach. But if he wins, then, you know, they're going to like him. And right now, this team is really liking the chances going into the Miami game on Sunday here at home. And then, as mentioned, you get the bye, you go into the bye at 500. You got six games. You win five of those six games. You know, you're sure yourself maybe a 10-11 win season. Then you put yourself in a playoff spot, and that's exactly what the Chargers need at this point to, like I said, get back and maybe create some excitement for new players to play in downtown San Diego.
Ernie, my man, great talking to you again. We've got a lot of texters who are actually Chargers season ticket holders who live in Edmonton saying they agree with you that at least half the fans at every game are from out of town, so the hotel tax is the way to go. So we will see. Yeah. One final one for you quickly. How has former Edmonton Eskimo Dexter McCoyle looked?
Dexter's done very well. You know, yeah, we actually had him on the show earlier, and I liked his enthusiasm. And real quick, I do want to say this. I think the NFL – they're going to do whatever they can to keep the team here, because you bring up a good point. People who come in from out of town, the Chargers were 4-12 and a bad team last year. They were boring last year, yet they still sold out 94% of their games. Why? Because you had Bronco fans, you had Bears fans, you had all these opposing teams come in, and the NFL knows that they just can't go to another market and have a 94% turnover rate to a team that goes 4-12. So that tells you that the NFL is rooted into San Diego for 55 years, and that says a lot.
It does. Ernie, my man, great talking. We'll do it again soon.
All right, Jason, great to catch up, man. Take care.